evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Am I online? Alright, so let's start again. We're going to lure the music and everybody's going to really calm down. Then we're going to start. Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. If you didn't guess, today is Wednesday, the 29th day of April. And just to let you know, the 29th day of April, it's the 119th day of the year of the Gregorian calendar. There's only 246 days remain till the end of the year. So today is the 72nd Independence Day of the State of Israel. And for that, we have great songs, a lot of jokes, about your wife. So if she doesn't like it, yeah, please don't tell her. Don't tell her I told you so. Because if you do, I'll tell her you told me the jokes about her. So, another fact about today is that today, the 29th of April, 1945, the U.S. Armed Forces liberated the concentration camp Dachau. Today, 75 years later, we celebrate the 72nd Israeli Independence Day.
Well done.
So, over and above that, I just want to say good evening and welcome to the 33rd day of lockdown. It's Wednesday. So, JFK said, one person can make a difference and everyone should try. Remember your attitude of gratitude. Keep looking up. Choose to be positive and happy. Don't just expect a lackaday. Create one. Be the reason someone smiles today. Here you go, guys. Don't say I didn't say something right. What we're going to do, we're going to hear some of the best of Idan Reichel, Rami Kleinstein, Omer Adam, and Elvis Presley. And a big surprise at the end of the hour. So bear with us. We have meaning still at home, not the studio. And first of all, my name is Roy Peretz. I don't know if you remember or know my name, or you can hear me at all. I actually got no idea if you can hear me. To be honest with you, I'm transmitting from home, which is a little bit crazy. But who do we have with us on Skype? So first of all, stuck in his house in somewhere in Johannesburg. Where am I? From his house somewhere in Johannesburg, he talks to us. He is our own gentle giant. I want you to welcome Mr. Eitan Nadler.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Nice to be here.
All right. Eitan, you there? You still alright?
Yes.
You still with us?
Still with you all the way.
Oh, believe it or not, he's well now and coming. Normally, from Topkesh at 96 Centon Drive, and now from Morningside in Centon, I want you to say hi and welcome to Mr. Liel Rimon.
Yay! Thank you, everybody. Nice to be back. Nice to be better.
From 96 Centon Drive, and the rumor says she gives the best service. You know, whole industry. I want you to say hi to Nicole.
Hi, everybody from Oakland. I'm from Oakland.
Are you from Oakland? All right, from Oakland. Don't give your address because there will be a long line of service seekers.
Well, as long as you use a mask, it's okay.
No, all the people that are looking for service will be a long time.
As long, they must keep the distance.
From around Orange Grove, I just want to welcome Mr. Moshe Starograd.
Good evening. Yes. All the healthy people.
Moshe is the dinosaur in the team.
So I just want to read the part that it was always in my heart. And I think I read it already once on Chai FM. But I want you to really think about it. While sitting at home and doing bugger all, I want you to think about this, what I'm going to say. And Moshe, this is specially for you.
Yes.
Oh, and this is especially for Moshe. So I want to say something like this. It was written by Woody Allen. And I'm just gonna read it to you guys. In my next life, he calls it, I want to live my life backwards. You start out dead and get it out of the way. Then you wake up in old people's home, feeling better every day, better and better and better, till you get kicked out of being too healthy. Right? You go collect your pension, and then you start to work. You get your gold watch and a party on your first day. You work 40 years till you're young enough to enjoy your retirement. You party, drink alcohol, and generally promiscuous. When you're ready for high school, then you're ready for high school. You go to primary school. You become a kid. You play. You have no responsibilities. You become a baby until you are born. And then you spend your last 9 months floating in a luxurious spa-like condition with central heating and room service on tap, larger quarter every day, and then, voila, you finished up as an orgasm.
You know who that is?
Who?
The movie from Benjamin Button. Oh, he went for the orgasm.
Yeah, you're right. Benjamin Button was the same. Yeah, but right, did he end up the orgasm? I don't remember.
Right, Woody Allen forgot he didn't start as an orgasm. He started before at his father's, you know.
There were three guys that were talking about, what do you remember? Said, me, I remember myself. As I was born, I remember the doctor that smacked me on the mabat and whatever. The other guy says, what are you talking about? Man, you remember floating in my mother's belly and blue, 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 blue. I remember all this. He says, the third one says, you know me, I remember that was a very nice sunny day. I came with my father, and after a while, I left with my mother. Oh, who do we have birthdays today? You know, we've got birthdays today. So believe it or not, the most popular birthday girl today is Uma Truman. And a middle, you know Uma, a middle name is Karuna. You know, his middle name is Karuna. I want you, Liel, to tell me, how old is Uma?
Uma 40, is 50.
She's
50. She's exactly 50. She was born in Niecha Sieventach. She was born in 1970. She's 50 years old. And she was married to Ethan Hawke. And Gary Oldman. I can't believe she's married Gary Oldman for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, by the way, I just want to recommend, really, there was a great movie with Gary Oldman, you know, about Churchill. I watched it the other day. It was great. Really good movie. I must say. The Darkest Hour. But really, really a great movie. Highly recommended. Really.
Very good movie.
I'm a great admirer.
This is a very on a very specific time in the life of Churchill.
For sure.
And of course, all his life, Churchill is a very interesting man, and he said a lot of interesting stuff, and he was a character and a half, and he was one of the greatest leaders in the time of war.
He was absolutely crazy person. It was amazing. It was really amazing. And I really followed up, you know, many times in our show, on the Thai show, I always mentioned his saying and his famous saying, like, you know, what it was, his most famous saying is,
Parliament lady,
she said, listen, Mr. Churchill, you know you're drunk. He says, yes, I'm going to be, in the morning I'm going to, but you are ugly, in the morning I'm not going to be drunk anymore. He said that, and then she said to him, you know, Mr. Churchill, if I was your wife, I'd put poison in your tea. He looked at her and says, you know what, if you were my wife, I would drink it. I'll drink it.
You know, I must tell you one about Churchill. Churchill and George Bernard Shaw, who was the great writer, they had a love-hate relationship. So George Bernard Shaw had the premiere of a play. So he sent an invitation to Churchill. He says, my dear friend Winston, here's an invitation for you and for a friend of yours, if you've got one. So Churchill sat down and he answered him. He says, my dear friend George, unfortunately, I cannot come to your opening night, but I would like to come to the second one if you got one. This is Churchill.
Yeah, Churchill's amazing.
Very good.
Anyway, you know, so we've got Uma Thurman, Uma Karuma Thurman. So she's an American actress and a model. She was performed in a variety of films ranging from romantic comedies and drama, science to science fiction and action movies. Following appearance on December 1985 and May 1986, covers of British Vogue. Truman starred in, she starred. My best movie was Kill Bill. I don't know your guys, but you like it.
Nah.
I love, you didn't like Kill Bill.
Pulp Fiction, much better.
Pulp Fiction, yeah, Pulp Fiction was amazing as well. Who do we have more? Our second, I think one of the most beautiful women in the world ever born was Michelle Pfeiffer. And how old is she today, Mr. Leah?
Now 63.
I would say 68.
She's 62 years old. Whoa. She was born today, 1958. Her name is Michelle Marie Pfeiffer. And she's an American actress and producer. She has received many accolades, including Golden Globe Award, 3 nominations for Academy Award. Pfeiffer began to pursue an acting career in 1978 and had a first leading role in musical film Grease 2. All right. So,
what's the best movie?
What's your
favorite movie?
I think the Eastwich,
Sorry.
You remember? The Eastwich.
Witches.
Nice. I liked it.
I liked the Baker.
The Baker
Brothers. Oh, it was good, yeah.
And the family. The best movie.
The family was not bad.
Scarface.
But she was really, really, I mean, she's a special girl. She's pretty as, no, I don't
really
know.
She's so good, eh? Really good.
But you know, she's got one colored kid.
Is it?
Adopted.
I don't think she's adopted. I don't think she's adopted. She's got a colored kid. Yeah, and because she looks like her. She had a bit like her, but she's just a darker color.
Wild night in Harlem in the 80s.
Is it? Okay.
Probably. All right. That's what she have a
Nothing wrong. Anyway, so she's got how many kids? She's got 2-3 kids or something. Yeah. She's 2-3 kids. Anyway, who more? Who do we have today? Today's a great day. We've got all the famous people. We've got Hirohito. You remember Hirohito?
Yeah.
He was the 124th emperor of Japan. According to the traditional order of succession, he resigned as emperor of the Empire of Japan from he was the emperor of Japan from 25th December 1926 until 2nd May 1947 and the state of Japan from the 3rd May 1947 until his death on 7th January 1989. He was succeeded by his 5th child and the oldest son. So they don't care about women, same like we. They don't care about women so much. And
like
the
you.
5th son got it like us, yeah? Who?
No, like you.
Only me.
Don't include me and Nicole.
Okay, I'm not going to include Nicole. Nicole doesn't care about women, do you? Nicole, do you like women? So anyway.
I love women, but you know what? Thank God you're not a leader.
Wait.
Anyway, so he was born in 1901, believe it or not, and he died in 1989. That was Hirohito. So there, Hirohito. Then it was Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson. Do you know how old is Willie Nelson today, by the way? How old do you think he is?
About 88.
87. You guys are eating it really. You guys are amazing. You're the
not bad, eh?
Amazing. So Willie Nelson, you know what his middle name is? Hugh. Willie Hugh Nelson is an American musician, actor, and activist. What activist? He's only activist in the smoking of Dacha, no? Is that the only activist? He was always with us.
And you know his famous song, he was a womanizer. He says, to all the girls that I loved before.
Is it? The critical success of the album Shotgun Willie, combined with the critical commercial success of the Red Heather, the Stranger, and Stardust, made Nelson one of the most recognized artists in country music. Believe it or not. So he's 87 years old today, and what can I say? His wife, he married in 1991. He's married less than me. Willie Nelson is 87, and he's married more than me. Crazy.
So I think, according to you, he is a new wed.
Yeah, he's a new wed. He's a new wed. Because 6 years after I got married.
If I know these Americans, his wife is probably much, much younger than yours.
Definitely. I'm sure she's like 20. How is your wife, William? My wife just turned 27. Hey, let me tell you another guy, which is an amazing person. Jerome Allen Seinfeld.
Jerry.
Who is it? Jerry Seinfeld. But Jerry I never knew Jerry come from Jerome. Did you know Jerry come from Jerome?
Yeah, Yoram.
Yeah.
Oh, Yoram. Because for me, Jerome is the name that from Eldorado Park, no? Nicole. It comes from Elders. Jerome Seinfeld is an American comedian, actor, writer, producer, and director. He's known for playing semi-fictionalized version of himself in the sitcom Seinfeld, which he created and wrote with Larry David. But I want to ask you guys, how old do you think he is?
About 60.
Yeah, he's 58.
66, my friend.
What?
He's safe and safe.
Wow.
66, he was born 54. But the main thing is, how much do you think he was worth in 2019 in dollars? Guys, give me an idea.
350.
Moshe?
No, I don't know.
I was going to say 600.
I would say 500. 500.
What? 500 what?
Million.
$1 million.
He's worth, in 2019, he was worth $950 million. He's almost $1 billion. Almost a bit. For me, he took it for me. He owes me that. Let me tell you. One day we walked the Fifth Avenue.
You can make from comedy.
You gave him all the ideas, huh?
Yeah, I gave him all that. I told him to talk about women. He never did. You see, that's what made him successful. You know what he says? You know what he says? He says, well, actually says a lot of things, I must say. You know, he's after him. You know, he's after him. Believe it or not. You know, Andre Kirk Agassi. You remember him?
Yes.
You will not believe how old is he. How old is he, Leah?
I guess he's supposed to be
about 55. Because he's married to Steffi Graf.
Yeah. But he's
supposed
older
to be
than him.
In the 60s.
About 55, 60.
Andrei is only 50 years old. He was born in 1970. He's only 50.
Yanuka.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. He's young. What are you talking about? He's young.
And his wife is older than him.
Is she? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Steffi's older than you. Steffi for me has got a little bit of a slightly bigger nose, you know, but
I think she always reminds me of
Steffi.
His wife, the first wife was Brooke Shields.
Yes.
For 2 years, yes. 2 years, believe it or not. Anyway, so.
You see, from Brooke Shields, he went to Steffi Graf. What do you say about that, boy?
That is going down. I think it's going down in a bit. But you know what? Do you remember, you know, when I looked at him now in the picture, I looked at this guy with the juice. Do you remember? He used to have long, long hair. You remember?
No. Yeah. He used to have a mullet.
And bald.
What? Yes, he used to have very long hair. No, he's bald.
You have a mullet. Proper mullet.
Yeah, long hair. Doesn't matter. That was popular. Long hair. I remember long hair or long mullet. But now he's bald as a...
And in the end of the career, when he was still playing tennis, he was getting bored and he still had the mullet.
Is it, eh?
Yeah. Americans are weird people.
Sorry about that. He's not American, really. He's Armenian-American.
Iranian.
Armenian, not
Armenian.
Iranian.
No, my friend, Armenian. Not Iranian, Armenian, American. That's what's written here. It's Wikipedia.
Ah, is it?
Armenian, yes. Retired professional tennis player and woman number one whose career spent from 1980 to the early 2000s. In single Agassi, an 8 Grand Slam champion and a 1996 Olympic gold medalist. Well as being runner-up in seven other Grand Slam tournaments. He's 50 years old. And
so in this case,
2011, in 2011 it was remember Pete, no? Then it was, Australian Open he won in 95, 2000, 2001, 2003. Steffi Graf he married in 2001. And till today, believe it or not, he's got two kids. He's got Jaden Gil Agassi and Jez Eli Agassi. But do you know who is more popular than Andre?
Who?
He will not believe. Do you remember Barney Lawrence Madoff?
Who?
Yeah. Barney?
Madoff. Bernard Madoff.
Barney Madoff, yes.
Madoff, yes. Good
the
guy.
He's a
jailbird now. He's an American former market maker. They call him a market maker. Investment advisor. He advised well. And a financial who currently serving a federal prison sentence for offenses related to a massive Ponzi scheme. He's 82 years old.
115 years. He got 150 years in jail.
What is going to make maybe six?
150 years.
My friend is married to Ruth Madoff, and I've seen her already be in jail since 1959. He's married to her from 1959. I promise you, if you see Ruth.
How old is he?
He's 82.
Wow.
He wanted to go to jail. He begged to go to jail. They said, no, you can sit at home. He said, no, I want to go to jail. You see, my wife, you say yes, and another one, huh?
He took the whole world economy down to get to jail, to run away from his wife.
You know, most of the Jewish people who are retiring in Florida, he took them for a ride. Or the Ponzi.
Yeah. And what a ride. And what a ride it was, eh? What a ride. So,
And his wife is very, you know, I told his wife, I called her the dietitian. Why? Because if you look at her, you cannot eat for 2 days. So,
another poor boy that has got his bar mitzvah today, his birthday today, Nathaniel Charles Jacob Rothschild, the fourth Baron Rothschild, it's a British investment banker and a member of a prominent Rothschild banking family. You know, he's 84 today, poor guy. And, what can I say? He married someone which her name is Serena Rothschild. He married her in 1961. He's still with her. Oh, yeah. And think about it. You got so much money. Why do you marry a woman?
What was his relationship with the Baron?
With the Baron?
There's another Rothschild married to Nicole or Nikki Hilton, Paris Hilton's sister.
Rothschild is one of the most wealthy families in England.
But you know what? They are not Jewish anymore. They used to be years ago in France, but they are not Jewish.
Are you sure? Moshe, are you sure that they was Jewish when they contribute all this money to Israel?
Yes. Baron de Rothschild, yes.
Okay.
Because this is a French family. They come from the Alsace region in between Germany and France. They were very wealthy. They're still wealthy today, but they're not Jewish. They intermarried.
Okay.
Guys,
well, they still contribute. They contribute a lot.
I just want to go to our first song today. We took our time. It's already 6:33, and I want to go to the first song. This is something special for the sake of Israel. The song name is what's the song name? I don't know what song we need to say.
Let it play. We will remember.
No. I'll tell you. The Shevet Achim. Shevet Achim. Shevet Achim.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
All right, we on. Believe it or not. All the echo and all the little, I don't know if we on. Are we on? Yeah, all right. He says we on. So we must be on. So, you know, we may tell you something. We're talking about weddings and all things. You know, so Jerry Mason, he says, what is wrong with me? Not Jackie Mason. I'm talking about Jerry Seinfeld. He says, I was the best man to a wedding one time. That was pretty good. Pretty good title. I thought best man. I thought it was a bit much. I thought I got the groom and pretty good man. I thought the groom is a pretty good man. Then more than enough, I was the best man. And she's still marrying him. I don't know. Jerry Mansfield. Yeah, Jerry, what Mansfield? What is a Mansfield for? Tell me, today.
You gave five people's names, eh?
Five. Yes. Yeah. You're right. What can I say? You know,
Jerry Seinfeld.
You know, guys, our shop is open between 11 and 2 o'clock. It's actually not, you know, the truth is, we're not there really to make money because there's nothing to be made now. We're there actually to get out of the house. Out of the house, leave our wives alone.
Legally.
Legally.
Yeah.
To get out of the house legally. Obviously we are 100% protected. Everything is 100%. And, how do you say, we don't say condomized. What do we say? Muscadized. Nicole, what do you say?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Where
I mean, condomized?
How do you protect yourself?
How do you protect yourself? Maximize. All right. So we are masked and our offices are properly prepared for that COVID-19 thing and the whole idea. But the idea is really get out of the house. Because I don't know for how long you can still survive in this environment of your wife and the husband together. I think it's a little bit of a cooking environment, don't you think?
Cooking environment.
Pressure, cooking.
Listen, I was very worried last week and I went to check the health system, how the health system is operating in South Africa.
Listen, I got the SMS now. I tell you about the health system and how does it work?
It works. Listen, it works. I'm quite happy. It wasn't a nice
experience.
Wasn't it?
No, definitely. Did anyone of you got to be checked for corona?
No, I haven't. I wasn't checked for corona.
So I have been checked for corona, and
I wasn't suspected. I was never suspected to have corona. How do you call it? The mental health disease, yes, but not corona. Yes. I never been checked for. Yeah.
Listen, they have to make sure. they're not sure yet.
I got the SMS. Maybe I got the WhatsApp from one of our guys. By the way, guys, we don't see your WhatsApps or Instagram messages, whatever you send us. I don't know how you call it. The other kind of messages. How do you call it? Telegram is, I don't see them. Unfortunately, we're all at our home. So I just want to tell you, you can WhatsApp us on 083-6100-209, 083-6100-209. Anytime you can WhatsApp us, day and night. But right now, if you WhatsApp us any nice jokes of yours, so one guy is saying, good evening, self-isolation inmates. Anyone knows how much vodka goes into scrambled eggs? So if you guys know how much vodka goes into scrambled eggs, please let Moshe know. It's not that Moshe. Stavograd, another Moshe. Just send me that. That is quite a nice one, I must say.
Don't say Moshe because I don't think you're allowed to have vodka, so anonymous.
Why Moshe? What's wrong with vodka?
Vodka is alcohol. You're not allowed to get alcohol these days.
If you have it at home from before, it's allowed.
Yeah.
The problem started when you finished it.
Don't tell the police where is Moshe.
Moshe, I actually don't know where's Moshe.
The alcohol is Moshe.
Yeah, the alcohol is Moshe. I don't know where it is. Another one I got from Linda. Since those beauty salons have been closed, selfies dropped like the stock market.
Oh, no.
That's a good,
crazy, yeah. Nicole, what
listen, she can come to my house. I'm busy shaving my leg as we speak. So,
do you?
Nuts. Can do a lot of stuff in your house.
Nobody's
watching.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah, you're very lucky. How are you lucky? You're not even married. You don't have anybody to take the kishkes off of.
I'm not gray.
You're not what?
I'm not gray.
You're not gray. Does that make you lucky?
Yeah, you do
lucky. Very lucky. So I don't have to worry about stressing to do my color on my head.
Oh, is that the problem?
That's what all these chicks wait.
You know, I heard from somebody very clever and old. I think it was Moshe, that's talking on the show. I think it was him. He said to me that when you switch off the light, they don't see gray.
No. You know what the woman say? Me what? Gray? No way.
Let me tell you, I got another one. Oh, let me tell you something. It's a true story. So, you know, when, after about a month sitting in isolation, you come to your wife, you say to her, what's happening? After a month of isolation, don't you have any, don't you feel like a little bit of a manga, a little bit of sex? She says, yes, I really feel like it, but we can't get out of the house.
I can't get out of the house. She cannot get out of the house.
That's also true.
Your
wife can't go anywhere. She's locked. Take advantage. Yeah. But you know, my friend, like about a couple of weeks ago, he already sent me a message. He said, my friend, I woke up this morning. There is this old lady with white hair in my bed. She's fat. I don't know who she is.
Who she is? I don't know who she is.
I told him, check on the ID. Maybe it's your wife. Just
I'm gonna put the next song. I have to. It's Matanot Tanot. I want you to, I just want
small
to
present. Say
Israeli. Yeah. Matanot Ktanot. I don't know if Tabo can hear me, but if you can hear me, then please put it through. Matanot Ktanot by, who was it? Rami Kleinstein. Put it through, please, Tabo.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Oh, guys, we on.
Chazarno.
We are back and we've got another 6 minutes to go. And I don't know why Tabo is our engineer, our loyal engineer, sitting there at Chai FM. And we are sitting at home, everybody in his own home, trying to get out, I'm sure. Everybody's trying to get out. I get out 3 hours a day, so we basically budget to ourselves 3 hours a day to get out. And so we can fight with each other quickly at the office, and then we can go back home.
To fight the wife.
No, why fight at the office and not at home is because the wife, we cannot fight with our wife. Obviously, she beat us to death. But so basically, at work, we can feel like bosses and we can fight and everything's cool. So, Eitan, how are you feeling in the last...
I'm okay. I actually have a small request. I wanted to tell not only to our audience, to everyone in the world, whoever started the Jumanji game in January 2020, please finish it quickly.
It's crazy, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, guys. Whatever is happening to us, I really feel crazy. This is not right. It's unfair. But
yeah, it's crazy, but
there's a strange feeling in the air. I don't know if you feel it, but I do. There's a strange feeling in the air of maybe something right will come out of this wrong.
Hopefully,
maybe,
yeah. Cross fingers.
Pumping 500 billion. 500 billion. You know what's 500 billion? It's 5,000, right?
Billions.
No. Every billion is 1,000 millions.
Half a million millions.
You're gonna have.
So by the way, I wanted to ask you something, Roy.
Yeah.
Do you think in America anyone bother to tell the Amish what's going on?
Amish?
Yeah. Do you think they
go
on out there?
Oh my gosh.
why are you thinking about the Amish?
I don't know. It was on the internet. Suddenly it's hit me. You know, they're so disconnected. Who knows? I don't even know what's going on.
They're very isolated. They are based in Pennsylvania, but they go with the horses and with the carriage. And
yeah, they not believe in technology and they don't use
technology. You know, if you're thinking about our behavior before the corona in normal days, you know, a family sitting at home, everyone playing with his tablet and cell phones and laptops and whatever. And look now with the quarantine, everyone is fighting to go out and have a gym and a run and go for a walk in the park. No one wants to
see. So what you're saying, people are just
complaining. Hey, something positive.
Yeah, but you know what's positive. I mean, my wife is the least technological person I know, and she
become professional.
Not professional, but she's running a whole classroom through my dining room. The whole classroom. I mean, there's Zoom meetings and the whole day, and I have to. And she was like camera shy, and now she's a performer, and we record shows, and there's Kita Aleph and Kita Bet, and God knows, I promise you, to be married.
Yeah, it is something, because a lot of my friends said now when they're speaking to the grandparents or the old parents, they can see actually the eyes and the forehead, not only the forehead, so it's coming on.
You know, we all think that the grandparents, they just want to see the grandkids. You know, for those, we know your secret, grandparents. We know your secret. We know exactly your secret. But you must know, for every corona, there's the night after the corona. The grandkids will come to you and will see it and will come and bug you.
Boy, I wanted to tell you something. It's more, I think it's for you. You know, if you think about it, it's very unsettling reversal of our teenage years. Okay, we are spotting on our parents now for going out.
Amazing, eh? Amazing. It's actually amazing time, I must say. We never taught anybody, no one taught us that's what's going to happen, and we're sitting in a situation that I hope it'll never come back again, but I'm sure it will.
But Roy, tell me something from your knowledge, from the top of your head. How many people died, let's say, in South Africa every winter from the flu?
I'm sure many more.
More than 95 people.
Please, man, please. What are you talking about? The flu will take at least 0.5%, I think, of people. So
why?
From one person, 5% from 1,000.
So tell me what
of every 1,000. And normally it will attack the elderly, same as it does on those ones. What's the difference is I think the widely spread of this particular disease. That's the problem. The amount of people it hurts so quickly. It's a very resilient, what I know is, what my kids told me, is a very resilient kind of protein, this particular corona, meaning it can stay on surfaces like glass or plastic for a long time, like 72 hours,
they say.
72 hours, So this is, that's where the problem comes, where flu is, you know, you sneeze, you get the other guy, you know, if you're in the same room with him, but that's basically it. Another thing, apparently, this corona attacks your bronchial system, which is your breathing system. So it affects your lungs, etc. And for old people, especially for people with problems with autoimmune problems or whatever, that's where the
problem. You heard now that they're starting to warn the younger generations. Things that's starting to be visible in the state now, the coronavirus is causing blood clot. And a lot of, a lot of the youth, it's not like the elderly gentlemen, people that are using blood thinners, they don't use blood thinners. And more cases of strokes in the younger generations because of blood clot.
The more it's gonna go around, we're gonna find out more and more stuff.
They found already it's attacking the kidneys, it's attacking the heart. These are things that have been found already.
And you know, I've got a new joke of a new one for Chuck Norris. You know.
Ooh, oh, that's like, good.
Yeah. Chuck Norris ordered a Big Mac at the Burger King, and he got out without a single remark.
You know.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for the perfect time to change my Netflix password so my ex can't use it anymore. Now with the national lockdown, it's the perfect time.
It is the perfect time. You're right. You know, guys, I want to say it's almost the end of the show, and I actually want to play.
Oh, 9 o'clock.
I wanted to play the last song on the last song on my list, so we didn't get to play all the other songs. So please play. I want him to play that song. So he's especially for you, and I want you to really respect that song. It's our tikva, and just for today, for Israel's 72nd birthday. You know, I know we don't have only Jewish
listeners.
I know we don't have only Jewish listeners, but I think everybody will appreciate that one. So this is a tikva for you, and for more of us, have a leka leka evening. See you tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. Come with a lot of cheshek, and we'll see us all.
Stay on. Have be a safe.
Nice.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.